wait is over. Over. Tell everyone you know, this is the key to your weekend. You're listening to 3 Grams and a Mic podcast live from Australia. A new perspective on professional sports with your hosts, Kel, Axel, and Cotto. Click, listen, and enjoy.
Welcome, this is 3 Grams and a Mic. I'm Graham Cotton. I'm here with Graham Kelly and Graham Foley. G'day, boys.
Wow, round of applause. He remembered our names.
Hey. So sweet. I've been working on that for about 3 weeks.
He's got a one on one hand.
Typed up.
Yeah. First time we've done it in a few weeks. You've done well. Well done.
Been practicing.
Not at all. So how are we all been? Good?
Good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Plenty happening in the world.
How's your sporting teams going?
Blues are going all right.
Blues going all right.
Blues. They're bloody sneaking over the line. They're not actually playing that well, but they're
$1
getting the wins. I think GWS are favourite at the moment.
Yeah. Sam Walsh back. Yeah, well, he's been doing it with
Sam
our Walsh.
Sam Walsh is back.
He lost someone today, didn't you?
Adam Chera's out with a hamstring, which is unfortunate. But yeah, still got a couple to come back in. Jack Martin, he'll make a difference when he comes back.
What sort of drugs is Chera on?
To fit the hamstrings.
Isn't that what happens these days?
If you play for Melbourne, apparently.
Yeah, actually, we haven't got that on the run sheet, but we should be talking about it.
We should be talking about that. But that was who was the doctor? The doctor for
Melbourne.
Former Melbourne.
Yeah, it blew the whistle.
Yeah. Well, was it blowing the whistle or misinterpretation? it was still in the best interest of the players.
Yeah, well, that's what the AFL are saying, that's in the best interest of the players for no one to know. So
if it's not true, isn't there not a defamation case there against the Fuller Football Club?
No, it'd be true.
Yeah, no one argued it.
Yeah.
So No one argued it.
No one argued it. Coaches ran out and said, oh, we don't find out. Only the doctor knows. And the doctor must go to the player and say, oh, you've got a sore hamstring.
So why are the AFL not investigating that? Why don't they?
Because it's their policy. Yeah. It's their policy, which has testing outside of WADA, and WADA have come out and said, hey, this is potentially in breach of.
So WADA are you going to investigate?
Yeah, well,
and the bigger ramifications of all that is that the Australian government base their funding on a number of criteria, including things like governance around WADA and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
So it's where the biggest issue might be. Future funding. It'd be a big move. Be a lot of voters.
I wonder how many other sports that happens in. Is it every professional sport?
I don't know that any other sport.
WADA,
NRL.
I don't believe there's any independent testing with a 3-strike policy. I haven't heard of one.
No, I don't think so. Rugby league, I can't remember what rugby league's policy actually is. It's sort of, I can't really remember. I'd have to look it up, to be honest. Been so long.
Because potentially.
There's got to be the same problem in every professional
sport.
It has to be. It is. So, you know, what happens in every other sport?
They don't take drugs.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's right.
One of those Canterbury players at Port Macquarie, Viagra, I think, was there.
And the schools.
Talking about the Doggies,
they're all right last.
They're actually going all right. They're actually competitive.
Mm.
They're starting to get better, I think, every game that they play together. Yeah, yeah, they're not too bad.
The first half against the Chalks.
Couldn't have probably played better.
Yeah, and Kikau was
awesome.
Beast mode. Like he was
pretty good last night.
They probably should have knocked off Melbourne last night, to be honest. And Melbourne hadn't been beaten in Melbourne for, it was like 13 years or something. It was something ridiculous, whatever they said on the coverage. Maybe 13 years is not right, but it was a long time.
We beat them.
Maybe 13 in a row or something.
Probably no. Canterbury probably haven't beaten them 13 in a row.
Yeah, so it was. Yeah, they're competitive. I wouldn't be surprised if they could sneak in the bottom of the 8, to be honest. Yeah. They've got the players. I just think they're going to need some time to gel. Yeah.
Just got Zane Tedovano. He's back playing. He didn't play last night, I don't think, but he was probably a week or two away. And they also signed another injured player, front rower, young guy. I'm trying to think who it is. So if they get those guys back around the middle, because they're a bit weak there. But they were strong.
Kikau's, for the first time since he's been playing for the Dogs, he's actually strung a few games together, and he looked dangerous every time he gets the ball.
Yeah, every team has somebody out, but they had a few out last night as well. Dogs, quite a few actually. Yeah. And they played a hooker at lock, for example.
We had a heap out because of the Bulldog.
Yeah, tell me about your side, Kel.
Brighton and Walker in the head on purpose. Kick out elbows, Tedesco in the head on purpose. It was worse than Fundora's elbow on Zoo.
Rose will get all this all out now. Come on, and Kel. What Peter
Radley got? Looked at one of their players and got sin-binned.
What about?
So, and they came out and said, what, wasn't it hip-hop? Last night, Pappenhausen does a hip drop and has been fined for it. Yeah, no sin bin.
No sin bin.
Mm. Get rid of the bunker.
Bradley's got form.
Get rid of the bunker.
What do you call it, Kel?
The flunker.
Actually, the Kel's teams have got sort of form, haven't they? With guys Jack Inovan, Bradley.
Yeah. He kicked on diving the other night.
Poor JWH. And he's all like 3 foot two. Only player in the league shorter than Nick Watson. And
is that the main reason you blokes got rid of him? Because of the umpire, buddy, you know, all that sort of stuff. He had to get rid of this bloke.
Probably because he thought he was better than he actually was.
He's not a bad player. Get him or not.
Talking the Roosters getting a rough deal, though. Did you see Collins get whacked in the melon?
Last night.
Yeah. No, Thursday night. Mm. I think the guy's been suspended since. Not suspended.
Charged.
Well, he's got a big
and
head.
The ref lets it go because it was minor contact. He was bleeding.
It was only a minor bleed. Unlike Tim Zhu.
Unbelievable. And then Adam O'Brien comes out in his press conference and says, oh, we're tired. We only had a 5-day turnaround and we got wow.
Did you just – sorry. Sorry, listeners, but we – it was like 3 minutes to go, and I actually
22-14.
It was 22-14 with like 2 minutes to go. This is Manly on top of the Warriors. The Warriors have somehow scored, and we've
quickly missed twice, too.
8 points in 2 minutes to go to Golden Point.
So they must have given up a kick of goal.
That feels a good nick, isn't it?
So my multi is still hanging in there.
I like the way they play.
DCE with a field goal.
This will be we'll have to rewatch that last
Johnson's
couple
got
of
a
minutes.
Good field goal too, though. Don't forget him. But yeah, no, I like the way the Warriors play defensively and with the ball. They're really good.
They got some dangerous players, haven't they? Johnson, he's playing really well.
Two of the check. Slip back in.
Watch out, right. Bobby.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. Harley, I think they've sold out every game so far this year.
Who's their captain?
It's Tahu Harris.
Tahu Harris. Are you allowed to play with a volcano on your head?
Do they play out of Auckland? Do they?
Yeah, they play in Christchurch as well. So I'm not sure where they are there, but
okay.
That doesn't look like Auckland to me. But what about you? I thought you'd be really buoyed at the moment, Kel. Souths are in on the bottom of the table. All the apart.
Coach is going to get
except for South and all the Pies.
Yeah.
And,
what do you reckon about that? There's a few things to unpack there. Obviously, Souths have had some problems and have had them for a while. How do you feel about the way Demetrio's getting treated there?
Yeah, and they're not looking at the players.
Yeah, and this talk of him having one game to save his neck.
Oh, he's gone.
Well, then if that's the case, just call him in and say, Jason, sorry, hasn't worked out.
You know why they haven't?
Moving on.
What? Next week's a buyer. Gives them 2 weeks to prepare.
Yeah, or let the media cycle wash it away.
What happens if they win? Do they still get booed?
Yeah.
Like one game's not going to fix the problem.
If you've made the problem.
The drop book, Mitchell's out.
Yeah, dropping Cook, that's a big call, isn't it?
It's going to do it for me.
I don't know. It's the right call. I'd be dropping Cody Walker before I drop Damien Cook.
Cook's been average for about a year and a half.
Yeah, at least his defence is solid. He mightn't, you know, his pack isn't
they're not
performing
that.
Either.
A whole lot of them aren't, really.
So, yeah, I can't see how.
So I don't know that.
You can let one game make that decision. If you are, then you're a poor administrator. They've already made their decision.
Yeah.
So call him and say.
I don't know I don't know precisely, but I'm hearing the stuff off the field. So where Mitchell apparently goes back to the farm, doesn't stay in Sydney and train. He's got sort of got some freedoms there that other players don't, and Walker as well. So whether that's true or just a rumour, I don't know.
Well, that was a fair bit of talk. Yeah. I think I've said before, Robertson spent as much time as he did with Mitchell as he did the entire rest of the squad.
So it'll be interesting to see if anything comes out of that. I know the 360 guys went to.
How much leverage does Demetriou have?
None.
Well, and if Minga comes in, which they're talking about, or Bennett or whoever, do they have enough clout to say, is this my way or the highway?
Well, Bennett would. I hope they get Minga. Yeah.
Oh, because it won't work?
It'll just get.
He was a great coach when he's surrounded by great coaches.
Yeah, we had Michael Hagan looking after the tactics.
From the Cowboys,
ex-Rooster.
You're talking Paul Green?
No.
I know who you're talking about.
Neil Henry.
Yes. Mal Meninga coached Canberra with very little success for 4 years. He's coached Australia.
Basically, yeah.
I mean...
And a red hot Queensland.
Our dog Toby could coach Australia to victories.
Why is his name beginning thrown around?
What signifies?
Because he's Aboriginal. You reckon that's it?
He carries a fair bit of respect in that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, get Jonathan Thurston or someone like that.
I agree. You'd be better off.
To be honest.
Yeah, and like Mal.
Poison chalice or someone like that.
Mal was at the Titans. They thought so much of him, they went and hired. He was head of football and culture. They thought so much of him, they went and hired Des Hasler without even bothering to talk to him about it.
And then he quit pretty much.
So why don't they just get rid of the troublemakers? At the end of the day, if it's a business, isn't it?
Yep.
You got a couple of guys that are causing trouble, you get rid of them. It doesn't matter
Trouble or is
it I don't know. It sounds like Luttrell's they're dictating.
Disruptive.
Luttrell at the Chooks was playing centre. Robertson spent a lot of time with him. They offered him money and he said, no, I'm going to test market. I'm a fullback.
Yeah.
And they said, right, go. And then he come back saying, oh, no. And Nick said, bad luck, buddy. You walk. But what he was doing, he was playing centre. And he was performing on the field. That covers a heap of ills. So while the other players didn't necessarily like the treatment he was getting,
he was still in good value.
He was performing on the field, which made them go, you know what? We'll put up with this to have him.
Robbo knows best, I think. Yeah. I think the thing with Luttrell at fullback, and which is a fair argument, is that he's just not fit enough to play that spot. And he will never have the aerobic capacity.
He's just not
a big guy.
Yeah, he's very big. Meninga was slight.
He could play in the scrum.
Where did Meninga play? I always said that. Yeah.
Inglis.
Luttrell is more like Meninga, who was a great. So he would have been a shit fullback.
That's right. That's comparison.
And Luttrell he was the best centre in the world.
Yeah, pretty well.
When he moved to fullback.
Yeah, definitely. And New South Wales had the best centre in the world.
Mm.
You know, two, actually. Tom Trebojevic on the other side.
Wanted to go to fullback because he wanted more ball.
And the Chooks had Tedesco, Manu, Luttrell. Like, they were stacked. And Luttrell thought.
So what's actually going on? I reckon there's stuff going on in their club, outside their club, that's causing problems.
So how much Russell Crowe, he can obviously come in and say.
Yeah. Apparently he's not hands on at the moment because he's in Spain recording.
So who's calling the shots at Souths?
Big Blake Solly. And that'd probably be it. He's the CEO.
Well, he's not making any shots at the moment, is he?
But you wouldn't
going to bring in Mal Meninga.
I don't think that's as bad.
Is that just a caretaker?
Well, like Phil said, he's well respected. Gets him in there for the end of the year. Reassess. Go from there. I don't think they'll bring in Sam Burgess. Put it that way.
Is Wayne Bennett the answer? No. How many years has Wayne Bennett got left?
72 years, by the way.
I thought he was 74, but.
Oh, he could be.
That doesn't matter.
Somewhere around there.
So he might have. You look at Wayne's record, he's probably only going to be there for 12 months to 2 years. That's it.
That's all he
needs.
So he's not a coach as such. He's a man, people person.
Yeah.
Man manager, if you like.
Yeah.
So if they want that, matters, is that what they need, or do they need a coach?
You need all. You can't have a head coach without good assistants.
Who are the assistants here at the moment?
Ben Holm is one.
I'm not sure the second one is actually. There's obviously no one there. Well, the problem is he needs some fresh.
That's probably the problem. I don't know who that is.
But no, they won't bring Sam Burgess back. I think that horse is right. He probably wouldn't come back, would he? Isn't he coaching right over now in England?
He's coaching over there.
Apparently, just a funny insight. His first couple of games, he's apparently sitting in the outside in the coach's box, and he's sitting there with a cigarette in his mouth.
Who's this?
Sam Burgess. Big Sam.
What's he in his mouth?
Like, he's not playing coach. He's,
I thought they might have found him. Might have found him down in the bottom of the car park. Talking about people with a doctor.
Your mate.
You won't let that die, will you?
Well, you're talking Adam Chera before. What a drug testing.
What
that's
about
only what I've read.
Yeah, that's right. Will Teddy Tedesco retire?
No. He should. Well, no, the Roosters should move him.
Who else is going to sign him?
What's that?
Who else is going to sign him? Play in England?
No, they'd either say, look, good you're going to play wing or...
Actually, we'll take him at the Bulldogs, actually.
Or 5'8", because Joey's going to fullback.
Actually, would you take him for 2 or 3 years?
Tedesco?
Shit, I would.
To play what position?
Fullback.
Yeah, that.
Someone would take him.
I'd take him.
For
3 years. Till we get someone else.
3 years?
To 35.
Yeah, and full stumps.
Yes.
That wouldn't be a bad move for us.
Seven concussions last 3 years.
Seven? He's done. He should.
Yeah.
Seriously.
He's.
Yeah. No, you sound like Peter Fitzsimmons now.
There might be clubs that would take him for 12 months, but not for
him. Well, year by year. For 3 years.
He's still playing.
Still going this Golden Point game, by the way. So they've gone through one. They've gone through one period.
So, yeah, he's still playing well. He'd like, you'd have him every day of the week. We're going to lose Manu, who wants to stay at the Roosters.
So why is he going? He's already signed, hasn't he?
With Japanese rugby or whatever, wherever. Well, nothing's come out. Nothing's been announced.
What nationality is Manu?
Kiwi.
Is he Kiwi? Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Greyhound.
So you don't lose him in origin time?
I was thinking if he was you'd put him a one on his back for New South Wales, but he can't.
Obviously. Well, see, and that's one thing that the players who can't play Origin do actually lose money or don't have the earning potential that anyone who does play Origin has.
Could
30,
be
30 grand a game, I think, or something like that.
What do the Kiwi guys get for playing there?
I think it's 15,000.
Yeah, I don't know what in that
Australians
are, but that
Australia's about 15,000. Probably, yeah. But there's if you're a good Kiwi player, you got more potential of playing for the national side than Australia because Australia's a lot more competitive.
Although I think 40% of the current NRL players are all Polynesian, so it's a growing number.
Mm.
Mm. Well, Zach Lomax, he's apparently leaving the Dragons. He's given the option to go.
Slack, though, Max.
Slack. Yeah. So apparently he's currently on about 800,000 or 850,000 playing on the wing. And Parramatta, he's been free to renegotiate elsewhere. And Parramatta are offering him, I think today, 2.4 over 2.
It was 650 a year over 4 years.
So 2.6, whatever that is.
Yeah. But the NRL are saying no, you can't buy a player unless and what they're currently contracted on.
Wow. Is that right?
Which I reckon
I think
shit.
That's fair.
Well, if the player says, no, I'll take less to go and play where I want to play, it's all this concept that people like Gus Gould get in the head, go, a player won't go for a cent less. They will. If there's a chance of success, they'll come.
Does this sound like a Roosters fan to you? We just talk about Tedesco, and let's say you're going to offload Tedesco. He's on bloody good money at the moment. And he goes, oh, shit, I'm at the end of my career. I'll play for bloody half the money. How does that?
He'd be different. he would be different.
He'd have to. If he wanted $1 million a year,
he's contracted for 2 more years. So he doesn't want to leave, but the club are saying,
it's 3 years.
Out you go. There should be $1 million in his So if the Dogs gave him 800, for argument's sake,
and the Roosters
are paying the balance to him, that 200 should be in the Roosters' cap, I reckon.
Yeah.
But this is a case where there is going to be no extra money. Like Saints, if he stays there, pay him 800, 850. He goes to Parramatta, they pay him 650. No one's paying Zach Lomax the extra 200. So, no, but it should be what he should be, his salary cap
dismissed
amount should be what he's getting.
Yeah.
In the Tedesco case, it'd be 800 Canterbury, 200 Chooks, because the Chooks are paying the extra 200.
Mm-hmm.
But he walks away and says, nah, I'm willing to give up that extra dough so I can play in the centres for Parramatta.
What about the only change to that would be, Kel, though, when some of the other clubs, say he goes from St. George to Parramatta, right?
This is the biggest
lot. Should they stamp this shit out of the game? Yeah,
soccer dog.
The flunker. Get rid of the flunker. They won't be doing
it. The Dogs and the flunkers.
Do you know why Pappenhausen didn't get binned for his hip drop the other night?
Stood up.
Here you go. What happened to you? But he caught one around the chops.
No. Well, it's a head clash.
Nothing, isn't it? Addo can't.
Nothing in that one.
And he'll get up and play on.
They played on.
Yeah, and he's fine. Look at him.
That was fine.
Should be sent to the bin for that.
Absolutely. Addo can't.
Oh, he didn't have a head clash.
Addo can't.
No, he stood up and smiled after lying on the ground for 5 minutes, trying to milk a penalty.
That's Addo can't got up and played on. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
You can't tell me players aren't being
taught
to lay down and grab. That's how Radley got done. Crichton grabbed the outside of his leg, and I said to Kerry at the time, you don't injure the outside of your calf. That is code war.
40-meter field goal. No. It's going to end up in a draw by the looks of it.
That was code four. Don't worry, trainer. I'm okay. I'm just waiting for the video. And get rid of the flunker. No, it doesn't happen.
Don't do that. That's rubbish. What's a Radley taxi you're talking about, Kel?
That's why Radley got sin binned, because it was if it's Radley or Hargraves, gone.
And deservedly too. Yeah. Dirty players. John Schuster from this Manly team here. So he's an 850,000-year-old.
Performance driven contract.
Oh, was it?
He's got two more years, but.
So he doesn't get 850K. No.
When you say performance driven, how do they
like
meters gained? Or
don't know what he
probably how many games he plays.
I was going to say probably even might it be as simple as how many
rep teams maybe. Yeah, all that sort of stuff. How many tackles? How many runs? How many offloads? They kind of do that sort of stuff in NBA basketball.
Yep.
This golden point that's going on. Surely they take a leaf out of the. Yeah, I reckon a draw is a fine result.
Hmm.
It should stand. So you don't need golden point. But if they want it for the drama of the game, surely they take a leaf out of the ice hockey in America.
Drop someone off.
And say, right, after the end of the game, you both get a point. It was a draw. That's what would normally happen.
Mm-hmm.
You're now playing for an extra point.
Yeah.
And I don't get these mental giants who argue, but that's 3 points for a game. It's not.
But okay. So
there's no advantage.
So one team effectively loses.
One team gets 2 points. No one ever gets 3 points. So you don't get anything better than a win. So you get 2 points for a win. You get 1 point if you were level at the end of
every other game. There's only 2 points on offer.
Yeah, but.
So is that a point each? Is that what you're saying? That's what's happened here?
That's right. It does happen.
They get a point each.
This would be a point each. If either of them have kicked a field goal, the winner gets two, which you get for winning a game, and the loser still gets one because the game was drawn at the end of ordinary time.
Yeah.
No one's getting – you can't take off on your opposition by picking up three-point games. Yeah. There's no three-point game. The best you can get is two, which is a win to anyone else. But it recognises that at least at the end of regulation
– they were
– you were drawn. Equal.
Yeah.
So the winner gets two, the loser gets their draw point.
And my multi's still shit now. Unfortunately.
Gone. What about AFL? We've got a bit of stuff happening with, well, all sorts of stuff, really.
Most importantly, what's happening next Wednesday night?
Go. The Hawthorn Hall of Fame.
So who do you hope?
Next topic.
I hope I get sat between Peter Hudson and Jason Dunstall. Or maybe Dermy.
Sorry, Alex, if you... Alex has got to buy another table. Is that right?
She loves it. She loves you.
Yeah, well, she'd be there. You said you want to be surrounded by two men.
Well,
you're taking your daughter, or she's taking
That's only so I get in front
of Dunstall and Burton.
Dunstall.
Well, they probably need someone. No,
Dunstall, Hudson.
Oh, Hudson. Okay. Lucky you bought that block of units in Melbourne, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Oh, you'd be able to strut your stuff with Big Dermy.
Dermy, Dipper.
Oh, Dipper?
Dipper. Same the company there too.
How many, the rat? This is Flynn how Bratton. Many do they go? How many go to the Hall of Fame?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hopefully about 10. And all the Hall of Famers.
How many Indigenous people will be there?
Hawthorn didn't have a great record. I almost said this to Alex the other day, and maybe saying this in public domain be dangerous, but I mean no ill by it at all. But if Hawthorn had a record of not selecting or not picking before the draft, not picking up Indigenous players, whatever reason, I don't know what it was, but it was what it was, and I've seen articles written about it. We've had this cultural review. If they are able to get anything out of that and get some sort of path moving forward that Indigenous players, white players, everyone are happy with, I reckon Hawthorn should really consider next year Hall of Fame, Cyril Rioli, Buddy Franklin and Chance Bateman. Probably all players who deserve to be there, but they'd all be Indigenous.
What about Alistair Clarkson?
Clarko.
Well, he was the coach.
He's got to get there eventually, yeah.
How many premierships was it? Three?
Would you have him in the same year you're putting?
Yeah.
The other three.
But does he deserve to be there?
Oh, he does.
He's the most successful Hawthorn coach ever, isn't he?
Most grand finals. Not most. Most premierships, not most grand. Alan Jeans is most.
Okay, so if you go on premierships, he is the most successful Hawthorn coach.
Yeah, a lot of people would argue that John Kennedy was much more influential, getting them from absolute rabble to their first premiership. And the other thing Clarko get, people, Jeans probably had it too, but Clarko arrived after they'd done
best
the
best draft ever.
They'd traded out. He wasn't there when they traded out Trent Crowe to get pick one and took Luke Hodge. He wasn't there when they took Sam Mitchell the third time round in the draft. And I don't know that he was there when they picked up
Buddy,
Ruffy and Lewis in the top seven picks. So he was handed a pretty good hand compared to what he's left Sam Mitchell. Mind you,
he got some good young players.
No, what Mitchell was left with a couple of years ago was nothing like what Clarkson walked into. But so
I went over his head.
He did bring in Highsgate's a few, Tom Phillips. He brought in guys like Stewie Jew, who helped us get there early for a
position. Was he in charge of the fitness?
Are you saying Clarko, the most successful Hawthorn coach?
The coach has won them. He should be in the Hall of Fame, but I don't think he's the greatest Hawthorn coach ever.
Do you think he'll be at the dinner?
I doubt it. He should be. He absolutely should be.
My word, he should be.
He's the bloke who stood on the podium four times with two of the three guys that are in, so there's no doubt he should be there.
Yep. Is Clark out? Oh, what'd you just say?
You've just taken me out. I know, I'm all right now. All right?
Yep.
No.
You're gone?
It's a bit scratchy.
I think my microphone's working, but my headphones, it's not. It's whatever you did.
Right. Is Clarko the luckiest coach, given what happened to Finlayson this week?
Yeah, it's interesting because you know what Clarko's comment was? So Finlayson called, I'm not sure who.
Who did? They haven't said who it is. Faggot.
I wonder if he's got three. It's interesting 3 weeks compared to Lenu's 8 weeks in NRL because there's not a lot of difference between racism and sexism or whatever it's called, homophobia or whatever.
Yep.
Do you know what? Everyone's comparing it to Clarkson when he blew up about.
Sure's dropped out, is it?
he blew up about the hit on the North
connection.
Comment was made after the hit by, who was it? Was a Melbourne player or not? So, you know what he called the player?
What did he call the player? Oh, it was something similar. What did it start with?
C and ended with sucker. Which is not homophobic. I've been spending all week trying to convince Kerry that it's not homophobic. Absolutely, she won't have a bar of it.
And you were even offering to give her a demonstration of the difference, weren't you?
See, you know it's not homophobic, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Girl.
So you're going to be sitting next to?
Yeah, the big boys. Good night.
That'd be good.
Convinced by my daughter to go, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, she's into
it. Nice experience with my daughter too.
Luke Beveridge, where's he sit right now? He's in, I don't know. He's a premiership coach with them. He's
walking a tight.
2016, though. That's long time ago. Get in the rear vision.
They do have a good side.
Yeah.
But they're, I don't know what's going on.
They've been on and off for ages, haven't they?
They ain't going to win a flag this year.
He's in the millionaire's seat, the hot seat, I reckon he's in stride.
Everyone loves him in the club, though.
Outside of the media hate him.
Yeah. Inside, they love him. Well, they seem to.
Well, I mean, it's performance-based business at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's.
They missed the finals last year with a good side.
And
they've probably got the best player in the comp in Bonton Pelly, who I
agreed.
He's in the top couple.
Yeah.
And they've got.
And they're bloody good forward.
They're playing blokes like McRae and so forth in resis.
Norton?
Yeah.
They dropped Norton, didn't they, this week?
They were talking.
No, Norton played.
Lob's not getting the game.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to
drop. Caleb Daniels not getting the game.
I don't know where they're at, the Bulldogs, to be honest. If they cannot beat Essendon, and I don't rate Essendon at all.
Neither do I. They were flogged by them.
Yeah.
They come at them for a little while, and they were massive.
Essendon currently eight. Yeah, I know they're eight, and they bloody shouldn't be anyway. Yeah, no, they've got a big couple of weeks. I don't know, haven't had a look at the draw, but, no game's an easy game, let's be honest.
Dogs are 10th, just to bring it into perspective.
I reckon West Coast will beat Richmond this week in Perth.
Richmond are in a bit of trouble.
I think Northland played one extra game.
North are probably the easy beats of the competition at the moment, and God knows what. Geelong are going to score against them in Geelong tomorrow. That's going to be a cricket score.
So the Bulldogs have got Saints next week?
Yeah.
Marvel?
I just heard that King might be out for the season.
Mm-hmm. For our over there. Oh, for the Saints.
Max King, did a knee. Yeah.
They're not sure exactly, but
so it's Saints. I don't think they'll make the eight either. They're good side, but without Max King firing up forward.
No way.
Then the Bulldogs have got the Hawks after that. So.
No,
Saints, Freo, then the Hawks. So that should be enough to get them going.
What about?
On the Dogs, Hugo Hagen, 12 years. So would you give him 12 years?
12 years is a long time. At least with Buddy was versatile. You could throw him up the ground a little bit. And this guy's
he's pretty athletic.
He's athletic, but I don't know.
How do you get him out of the Dogs, though? Like, it's fine and well. I don't think he's not restricted free agent yet. He wouldn't get old.
Yeah.
But you got to get him now. If you don't, you'll probably struggle to get him.
So what's going to make the Bulldogs? The Bulldogs have to say, you can go, basically. Well,
I'll tell you who.
Alternatively, if you're a North or a Hawthorn and you finish stone cold motherless last, you say.
Both of those into clubs.
The draft.
Both of those clubs should probably put their hand up.
Hawthorn have got the money to.
Yep. That's what Hawthorn need. They need forward, players like that.
Forward on a back.
Yep.
And they'd be well on their way.
Well, they've got, what's his name, Sicily. I mean, he's still playing well.
They need a Frawley type. Although Frost's been playing well with him.
Yeah. They're key position players, don't they?
Yeah.
Mostly.
They've got midfields.
Big guys.
Okay.
You need like a a weedering or something.
Yeah, exactly. Someone to stop at their back forward. And then someone to deliver to up forward.
Yeah.
So the other strong rumor at the moment is Dusty retiring.
Yeah, you could see that. He's the type of guy that you could see just would walk away.
Yeah, get to the point where he goes.
That's it. I mean, he's 32. He's done everything. A couple of Norm Smiths, premierships.
And just as
three Norm Smiths?
Three, I think, in each one of their flags. So when you look at that and you go, one of the greatest.
It was the great at the time. Definitely, it still is probably.
And the fend off and like he revolutionized. He won a Brownlow. Yep.
Remember, I was just thinking to myself, just as I was saying this, as the rumor comes out, Richmond go bang, bang, and they play really well.
Yeah.
It's like, well, maybe not.
They've been ridiculed with injury really bad.
That will get you going. Into the up for 12 weeks.
Out, or bolters out. That's why I think West Coast, who played all right last week and gather around, I think they, if they're going to win a game, it should be that one against Richmond, even though they're underdogs.
And your mob benefit from a very controversial call last week.
Yeah, it was. And you can see why. You can see why they were bloody dirty. It was probably touched.
Hit him on the shoulder.
Went into his hand.
But
they never go to the third umpire on that, and that could happen half a dozen times a game.
It certainly does.
So happens that it happened, right at the death. That is
what about the descent call? Where should that free kick be? The top of the goal square or back in the centre? Surely it's the centre. Like they've kicked a goal. You should get the ball back from the centre. Like,
where they kick multiple goals in one go, where there's been a free kick and then another free kick given.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I reckon the second free kick. I get the second free kick. Like if someone takes them out and they kick a goal and someone clouts them afterwards, the free kick should be where the ball would be after that first goal.
Oh, yeah.
I think it depends on how bad the descent is. If it's, I think you're a cheat. But if he says you're an effing cheat and your mother's a bloody whatever.
Wears army boots.
Yeah, so it could be a couple of kicks in the goal square. So
I think if you call a ref or an umpire a cheat, then you deserve whatever you get.
Just get rid of the technology, though, so there's not this blow-up about
one or the other.
I just don't see a game around the world, apart from maybe American football, that has benefited from it. Ice hockey, where the guy from ice hockey was the one who came out for the bunker, said use it for tries only. They only use it for goals, nothing else.
It slows the game down.
But look at the VAR in
soccer,
the EPL. It causes more trouble than it fixes.
How do you stop the television networks actually replaying it? Forget about the bunker.
I'm happy for them to replay it, and we can whinge about it all we like at the water cooler on Monday morning, and it can be a grand final. Like Roosters and Bulldogs fans still argue about that 2004 grand final, the El Masri double movement and the Minicello non-obstruction.
You reckon it has that much of a negative impact if they get it wrong and it's all over the media the next week?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't. No. Remember the Bulldogs and everybody used to be in the papers for all their wrongdoings, right? It sold more papers than ever before.
People move on pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's sport. Like, you're not feeding or not feeding kids in Africa as you're,
It happens every week. Every second or third bloody game you watch, there's a controversy. And it's not so much of a controversy until it gets right to the very end and it's the last kick. And if that's controversial, then everyone talks about it.
But,
then they move on.
But if it happens in the first minute, it's just as important because you kick that goal and you hit on that close at the end. I mean, probably the only – well, I reckon our dog actually does worse under the bunker system.
Your dog?
Because if it's in general play, you could complain about the ref or whatever, but the game moves on. When they stop it, spend 5 minutes after they've brought this stupid cowbell in to speed the game up. That flunker comes along, stops the game for 5 minutes. They watch it. Everyone can clearly see Talau knocks on in that Manly game, and they get it wrong. It just leaves you like Radley getting sin binned the other night. That was a call from the bunker.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Crichton gets up and plays the ball.
Well, they should have just simmed in Watson anyway.
But it doesn't help. Like, get rid of the technology.
And the technology. So, sorry. Six again rule. This is what bugged me the other night when the Dogs were playing Melbourne. I don't know how many six agains they bloody got.
Yeah.
And we were out on our bloody feet and we defended really well.
Yeah.
And you go, if you're going to throw the technology, you can throw that out as well. Yeah. For God's sake.
You don't know what they're for. Like there's no accountability.
Oh, generally, let the referee holding down
or inside the 10
or whatever. Let the referee take control of it. It's just Uncle that's calling all that, isn't it? Is it?
Some of them, maybe. Yeah. Well, they'd be getting shipped off, maybe.
Did you see the gag eye thing? The books, that's where, I don't know, Brian complained about the refs, I couldn't believe. When he got up, took a quick tap, ran 10 metres and dropped the ball when Newcastle were coming back. And the ref goes, no quick taps from foul play. He had 10 metres to blow his whistle and say, no, come back. Had he gone through the line, there's no way he'd done.
I don't know if it was that game or another game. I did see last night, which I felt, this rule is a bit weird in rugby league, where the advantage rule. So one team going out of their own end dropped it. They got it. They attacked. They passed it. They were about to score, and they lost the ball, right?
Yeah. Went back.
They went back. No advantage.
Yeah.
And
that
scored.
That was last night. Yeah. That's a little bit like the advantage rule in AFL. Like sometimes they play it, sometimes they don't. You go.
That's the horse had one the other day against Collingwood that was, you look like going, how the hell is there any advantage there? Like,
and a lot of times the they'll stop and then the boat will go, oh, well, I'll keep running then.
Yeah.
Everyone else has stopped and advantage.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there is advantage, but everyone else has bloody stopped around you. Like it's
talking about controversial rules. Tim's used fight in Las Vegas. We saw that a couple of weeks ago when we were on hiatus and controversially, he went in, probably got it wrong and hit his head on, what's the guy's elbow? What's his
name?
Fundora.
Sebastian
Fundora. So the guy's 7'20".
I know.
He shouldn't have elbows.
He didn't look
down that low.
He sort of got his head in an unusual spot anyway.
There was a few. I thought it was a genuine accident.
It was an accident.
But he's saying that it wasn't, but anyway.
He didn't even move his elbow.
I mean, Zoo probably...
He ducked his head because he just had it tight next to him.
Yeah. I don't think it's Fundora's fault. I think
no, it should have been a no contest.
It's a frigging referee. It's the doctor's fault. That's whose fault it is. Who got up there twice and said, "Nah, he's right, buddy." Right? You're trying to get out there with not being able to see.
Yeah, but it would have been a loss anyway, wouldn't it?
No, contest if it's before. Yeah. No contest. This happened at the end of the second round.
I get them. Letting him fight the doctor going, nah, and Zoo saying, nah, I'm right. I get the doctor letting him fight the third round. But once they tried to patch him up and he came out, and quite clearly in that third round, it just was pouring down his face.
I might as well put a headband on him to soak up all the blood so he can see. If you can't see, that's a problem.
Well, especially when
if he had really got bloody hit?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, I can't avoid the punch because I can't see the bloody thing coming.
Yeah, he's pretty lucky the guy didn't really have a big punch in him.
He did. Once Zoo got cut, Fundora just went to the
jab right on the cut.
Kept him away because he knew Zoo would struggle to get inside.
Have you ever seen a bigger cut in boxing? I haven't seen many bigger.
Not with that much blood. And the other bloke was bleeding too because
the nose.
Zoo broke his nose in the first round.
That was a great punch.
Yeah, there. Bloody blood everywhere.
Zoo was all over him until he got split.
Yeah.
Fennec's first fight, was that? No, fighting Harada was not Rosa one of them. This Japanese guy, I reckon Fennec fought for his first belt. And I can remember him just wiping. He had white shorts on. He was wiping the blood off his gloves from where he was belting this guy. But it got stopped. You can't. Zoo, there's no way Zoo should have been allowed to fight for 10 rounds.
Couldn't say. It was just. I suppose the one thing, he's definitely earned some respect over in the US from that fight, which
they reckon
really
his next fight's going to be huge money.
But they actually reckon that pay-per-view was a disaster. Prime Video, was on,
didn't sell.
They didn't sell, which was unfortunate. Well, unfortunate for, for Prime or whoever bloody bought it.
Dumped up the money.
Would they have got more if they had got Thurman? Yeah, probably. But Zoo's at least
established.
This is established then. Yeah. So I suppose because Thurman pulled out late, maybe that's sent a few off the rails. So
yeah, probably. But he hadn't fought for a couple of years. I mean, Zoo really needs to fight a few of those big guys over there.
Charlo's.
I thought more people might have tuned in just to see this Fundora at 74.
Yeah, he's a good fighter. Yeah, he'll be. I mean, we'll see a lot more of both of them, I think. Just hope, Tim can, not take that too badly and come back and hopefully it spurs him on a bit.
It was a split decision, which was interesting.
Yeah.
But all the cards were relatively close.
Yeah.
So for him to do that,
I'd imagine he'd win quite normally.
Well, it'd be interesting to see what comes up. Hopefully they both fight again. Obviously they should fight again this year, at least. At least one fight.
For a period of time.
I'd have to.
It's in Australia too.
It's in Australia.
I believe so.
No.
So is it what in Australia?
A rematch.
So
he's already guaranteed a rematch.
He's guaranteed one, but I don't know whether one of the belts, one of the WBO or whoever it is has said, no, you must fight
someone else.
I think that could be the problem. So they could dictate it may not be for all the belts. It may only be for a belt.
Talking about windfalls in horse racing, see Winx's Foal was just purchased for $10 million this week.
I noticed where Axel's getting hay ready for a break.
$10 million.
It's a lot of money.
Wow.
They're obviously banking on that, giving a few more.
You know who bought it, though?
Axel. Paul.
Graham Kelly.
You're one. No, the actual owner did, didn't they?
You're one of the owners. So effectively, it was one of the Ingham daughters.
Yeah. You bought a third. She bought a third of it.
No, her syndicate bought. She was in the syndicate that owned Winx, and because you own Winx, you own the filly, the foal.
Yeah.
So they decided
that she bought the rest out.
Correct.
An owner bought that. I was going to say that wasn't making sense there for a minute. The owner.
She bought out the other owner.
To try and get rid of some cash somehow or.
Someone else that could.
But she did it. Keep it in Australia. It'd be nice to have $10 million you could just drop. So you can keep your favourite horses.
Mm. Probably won that much on the horse itself, Winx. So your other mate in cricket's doing a few she's got on this week, Stuart McGill.
Yeah, apparently he's done a hammy too.
Is he? So he's up on cocaine.
$330,000 worth of cocaine.
Oh, is that all?
How long ago did this happen? This is like
2018 or something, I reckon.
Five, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
God, no wonder he's got grey hair. Christ.
Probably from the stress of it all.
Stress from being locked in.
Apparently he's got a very different spin on it, though.
Yeah, he was kidnapped. Always my thing.
Average.
What else we got here?
You can't find this one.
Yeah, apparently Cotto can't reach his thing.
There you go. Something like that. F1, does Dan Ricciardo last the season?
Well, he'll need to last next race to do that.
They're in China next.
He's probably got a race or two in that.
He's
to be honest.
He's in Dimitrio territory.
He's got to. His goal is to beat Tsunoda. If he does not beat Tsunoda, he's gone.
Yep. He's got a new chassis.
Yeah, he's coming.
I was thinking I might see if I can get Kerry one of them.
New rig. Where do you buy them? New rig.
I don't know, but
I'm
happy to do afterpay or.
Finance.
I reckon she's hoping you're bringing something new to the table, I reckon.
Oh, dear. Oh, new chassis.
What about in the basketball, NBL?
I don't know.
The grand final while we've been away, and the Jack Jumpers, the Tassie Jack Jumpers, won in their first time ever in 3 years.
Was it nice to prove 2 years is better than one?
They built Melbourne. They beat
Melbourne. It was great. Because they lost to the Kings last year.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Two grand really finals in 3 years.
They didn't buy big names, did they?
They're not as big and strong as some of the other clubs.
It's the coaching's obviously done a real job.
Yeah. Haven't got any big exports or big imports.
Well, imports, but they're not the same as like some of the bigger names in other clubs, that's for sure. But, and then NBA is coming sort of to the end of the season regular with finals or playoffs, as they call them, around the corner.
So you got OKC, which is Josh Giddey, the Australian.
He's
been getting a bit of airplay, yeah, Josh Giddey.
Yeah, he's been.
So they look like they're going to finish top of the West, which they won today. And I think if they got one game to go.
Who's going to finish eighth?
Oh, you got the Lakers and Warriors sort of hanging in there.
Yeah.
But then.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be worried.
They're on the same they're on the same wins, which is highly likely. Warriors have the advantage over Lakers, so they jump them. And so that first game, they play each other and will be in Golden State.
First one.
Because it's like they have a play-in tournament, so the eight plays, OKC. Well,
yeah,
that's different again. But OKC will get all home games or the home game advantage.
Yeah, I was going to say they'll get four out of the seven.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how the advantage works.
Dante Exum had a buzzer beater, I saw.
Did he?
Yeah.
Actually, they've just named the Aussie team to go overseas, get ready for the Olympics, and it's actually pretty strong.
They'll go well. Andrew Bogut in it. A bit like Lauren Jackson in the
wind. Ben Simmons is definitely not in it.
He's not in it?
No, only played 15 games this year for the Nets, so highly unlucky.
He's never played to the
second Australian back Mills injury, thing. Second significant back surgery in 3 years.
Mills?
He's in it. Ingles is in it. Dellavedova's in the squad.
Dellavedova out of the,
he's in the
NBL.
Squad. Yep.
Do you see Ingles,
the rest are basically NBL players.
You see Ingles' goal from sitting on his backside the other day?
Yeah.
He got knocked over at the top of the key.
Was Giddey, wasn't it?
No, that was Ingles. I was sure it was Ingles.
No, it was Giddey. Yeah, it was Giddey. He threw it up.
Yeah. You reckon Giddey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he definitely did one. I didn't see Ingles do it.
Oh, there wouldn't be two of them.
No. Yeah. What else we got here? Oh, bit of soccer stuff. So you got the EPL coming close. I'll just sort of give an update. But Arsenal, Liverpool on 71 points, Man City on 70. They're the three most likely.
Who's the favourites?
Oh, Man City come out. Their coach came out and said that they reckon they'll win the comp. They've just got a better draw. He read police on the run home. So it'll be interesting.
Do they play each other?
I didn't see a Liverpool playing Man City or Arsenal. I didn't look at the other guys, to be honest.
6-point games.
Tottenham going to sneak into fourth, are they, or not?
They're currently fourth now with Villa. So, yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. And you had a draw with Liverpool the other day, correct?
Yeah. You know, Liverpool have had eight draws the most of all those top three teams.
Yeah.
You only win one or two or more of those.
You're
in a different story, I'd say.
So Man City, 240, Arsenal, 270, Liverpool, 325.
Oh, that is.
So who's favourite? Just say Man City, 240. Man City.
Yeah, so they're going to come from third.
Well, if they've got an easy run.
Well, once this playing in Champions League at the same time, though.
And Tottenham,
and $1.36
to make up the four.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe pretty good for Ange.
My word.
And Champions League, you got Man City, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich are probably the top three at the moment. So we'll keep an eye on that over the next couple of weeks.
What's that? In Champions League?
Yeah, Champions League.
See, in the Bundesliga, talking Bayern Munich, West Ham played Bayern Leverkusen in the Europa League. Right. They've done 2-0, but Leverkusen are 16 points clear at the top of the Bundesliga.
Dominating.
Yeah, like Munich have owned that forever. It's good. Seeing.
Oh, no, I forgot. We've got the golf. So the golf passes.
A couple of Aussies. Aussies.
Cam Davis is currently third or fourth. Oh, he's three behind the leaders, by the way.
And Cam Smith's lurking thereabouts.
Yeah, he's
over, I think.
Yeah, he's got one more back. Tiger Woods is one under as well.
24th time in a row he's made the cut.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
Has he played it every the last 24 years, or did he actually have to have a
ball because
he missed? I reckon he might have missed
half. He missed one or two.
When he banged up the car after he misses through the golf clubs at him.
No, that was a different day. But Cam Davis is probably the best bet we've probably got. It's only his second time playing there.
Sounds like there were some big names that actually missed altogether.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson.
It's got
Jordan Spieth. So, yeah, they're previous winners.
He didn't make it either.
Did he make it? He must have
picked up a couple of shots.
Yeah, maybe.
But, yeah, they reckon tight.
Nights, yeah.
Because they had to play two rounds effectively yesterday.
It was a bad weather.
Bad weather, yeah.
40-mile-an-hour wind.
So the Tiger had a – because I Because it was on, it was great because it was on really early last night. Because they started at bloody 4:30 in the morning or whatever it was.
It wouldn't imagine it'd be daylight. 4:30.
Yeah, no, it was only just daylight. But for Woods, they reckon he struggles to walk 18 as it is.
Yeah.
To walk, he had, how 12 holes to play from the first round.
He had 24 holes. So he had six.
24, yeah, okay, six, yeah. So on that Augusta course, that's.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that, though? He's had a significant injury. Everyone knows it, right? Should he be allowed the freedom of carrying something like even
just drive a car?
Yeah,
of course. A couple of beers in the back.
It's got nothing to do with bloody how to hit the golf ball, how close you're going to get. I mean, the old blokes could play forever and get around the course and still, if they can still hit the ball, who cares?
Jack Nicklaus wants to ride in a car.
That
brings extra stuff to it. The only reason I say that, like they've brought rules, they've scaled rules back in such as the flag's allowed to be in when you putt now on the greens, stuff like that. Well, what's the difference in walking or not?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Should have carts. I mean, just because someone's got a broken toe, it shouldn't stop them to bloody being able to win the tournament. It doesn't make sense because they can't get around the course.
If you've got a bloody busted
hamstring, should you be able to play? Of course you should be able to play.
Performance enhancing.
What, hamstring?
Go-kart. Yeah. Go-kart would be. Oh, dear, the way they drive.
No, you know. The reason why players are out with busted.
We knew what you were talking about.
But that wind was amazing. It was so bad. They said when they were chipping, just like short chips, the wind would get the ball and blow it off.
Yeah. That course is amazing, like the greens and
everything.
Shit, that's
a lot of work.
Where is it? Augusta.
Augusta, yeah. Okay.
But they've only just recently allowed women into the clubhouse.
Yeah, start of their downfall.
Actually, this came up in conversation the other day, trying to think where it was. So obviously, even in town here, they used to have the John Daring Club, which is now a supermarket.
Yeah.
It was a men's only club.
Yeah, the north side, though, was the women's club.
That was the women's club there. Yeah, and my old man plays bowls, and they have a competition where they have Griffith, Leighton, Narandra, Rellen, Witten. There's a bit of a around the MIA. And he said he believed the Narandra Bowls Club was still a men's only club today, which I found was like in this day and age. I don't know how true that is, but I wonder how many clubs like that around are still like that had men only members and men only or women only.
This shed there must be one, would it?
Most definitely.
Well, you think about things like Rotary.
It's women.
Is it men's only?
It's women.
Is it?
It's women.
Is it men? They have their own.
Is it men's shed?
It's Optimus, yeah.
Is the men's shed?
No, different.
Is it only men?
Is it wrong?
Men's shed.
Possibly.
Because there's plenty of women's only clubs that we can't.
Sir Optimus.
Be part of.
Strip clubs? Women's strip clubs? I've
never been to them.
Some of them are called gentlemen's clubs too, aren't they?
But is there, name a women's only club,
Sir Optimus?
Yeah.
Oh, in saying that, men are allowed to go to events at those.
There was some app, Giggle. I only saw an article where a transgender woman was suing them because she got kicked off this thing because she wasn't a biological woman, which is a whole other argument, which we'll say for another time.
Interesting, though. Yeah.
The women's.
So there are women's only,
sporting teams.
Women's only sporting teams.
Yeah. The Opals for Australia.
Yeah, but I'm talking
social clubs.
I'm talking clubs that are open to the public.
There are still boys and girls schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
I think gradually they're breaking those down, though, aren't they?
Well, Yanko Ag, the local school, it was always a boys' school. Now it's co-ed. Yeah, but there's definitely plenty of boy-only schools and girl-only schools.
I think we can see the plummet in society happening.
Well, people,
integration.
The men won't be trying to sneak over the fences to the women's quarters, is that what you mean?
I'm sure it's not only in Australia. I'm sure it's all over the world.
Broke their neck falling off the local hostel. It's sneaking into rooms a long time.
Well, now, surely some nationalities that definitely only have men only.
Yeah, I was going to say, Afghanistan might have a couple of those.
And if you think about it, a lot of those countries, fastest growing populations that are coming towards us every day, you know. It's just true. You look at society that's going to change over the next 20 decades, 10 decades. It'll be different because they're such a big population. Look at India, look at China.
Yeah, unbelievable that social clubs in Australia would, I guess someone's got to take them to court
to change it.
To change it, yeah.
I honestly thought when you were talking about Narendra, you were going to say it's like, you know, black or white. There's a lot of Indigenous people live there, but
no, you said no, it's got nothing to do with that. I think it's just back in the day, like
exactly.
30 years ago, there was a men's club and a women's club and all that sort of stuff, and that was... That's just how it was.
Actually, there is a women's club and they're in Narendra and it's called the Women's Business Club, Business Group.
Yeah. Well, there's women's business groups, but I think men can still go to those as far as I know.
Like, oh, that's a check, but
yeah.
Just got to wear high heels.
Yeah,
but golf was gentlemen only, ladies for a bit.
That's right, that's it was where the name
came from.
Yeah.
No, it's not how it come about, but anyway.
How did it come about?
It's called flog for a reason.
Flog.
Was tennis like that as well? Wimbledon, maybe?
No, they always played. They just had to wear ankle length dresses.
Yeah. Interesting.
It is.
And ride their horse side saddle to the games.
That's right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. It's all right, boys. That'll do us for a night. Well done.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening to 3 Grams and a Mic podcast. Don't forget to connect with them on Fake Twitter and Instagram.